Let's catch up with activities in the Central Goldfield Shire now with the CEO, Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. Well, the Central Goldfields Art Gallery, it's shut at the moment. Reno's happening there. But if you're into the arts, it doesn't mean you have to miss out. There's lots of things planned.
That's right. And we're starting off next Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 with a morning coffee talk, art series talk, which will be terrific, with our art gallery coordinator, Helen Captain, who's going to talk about the Central Goldfields Art Gallery, past, present and future. So reminiscing on some of the previous exhibitions and some of the artworks in our collection, and then looking at the future of the art gallery. And following on from that, it will be really exciting to be able to actually talk to the architect who are developing the upgrade to the gallery. So on the 9th of March in the evening, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Railway Cafe and Tracks Bar, you'll be able to speak to the architect. So they'll give a presentation about what's inspired the redevelopment, and particularly the history of the gallery, which was an old fire station built in 1861. So they'll talk about their inspiration from that and how they've actually develop the plans for the upgrade to the art gallery. So really great opportunity to hear from the architects as well.
You'd think the architects in a situation like this, in a project like this, it's under pressure, but I mean, what you want to do obviously is reflect the future and present, but also of course incorporate the past as well. So it's always a very challenging job to design something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what they're doing is they're stripping back the gallery back to its original fire station bone, so you'll get to see a bit more of what the fire station looked like, but using modern equipment to make sure that the gallery is properly climate controlled, so we can have exhibitions that normally we wouldn't have been able to attract because we wouldn't be able to look after the artworks properly. So it is, yeah, mixing that the old with some very new technology as well, so that we can actually improve the exhibitions that we show.
Some very important decisions made last night at the Shire Council with the plans for priority projects being adopted for 2022.
Yeah, that's right. So we've, I suppose that last year, working with the community on the council plan and the community vision, and through that process, we've developed a range of new projects, or 14 new projects, that we'll be working with state and federal government over the next couple of years to approach them for funding to get these supported. So our previous priority projects plan, we ended up getting 7 out of our 10 projects funded, and the art gallery is one of them. So it's really important that councils have these documents so we can clearly articulate what where we're heading in the future and some of the buildings that we want to develop, and it also sets us up well for when we do grant applications as well. So there's 4 key areas, focusing on growth, and that's developing industrial employment precincts. We're doing some work on that at the moment, Talbot Futures, which is about Searing Talbot. Regional tourism, so there's a stage 3 of the art gallery, which includes an Indigenous garden at the side of the gallery. Looking at the Castlemaine to Maribor rail trail, so there's the old railway along there that we is not used, and we'd like to turn that into a rail trail. Active and healthy communities, so looking at upgrades to some of our recreation reserves at Toledo, the outdoor pools, another project that's got many phases to it, and improving our netball for women's sport. And most importantly, preserving our heritage buildings. So we've got a lot of beautiful buildings, and we're also in the process of, with other 13 other councils, in the World Heritage bid. So preserving those beautiful buildings, if we do get that World Heritage listing, is really important as well.
Yeah.
So lots of projects, and hopefully we'll be successful in some funding for them in the next couple of years.
Yeah. And finally, the summer outdoor pool season almost over. However, there's a few pool parties to celebrate.
That's right. So the next event will be on Saturday from 2 to 4, and there'll be music, games and fun. And, as you said, it's nearly the end of summer. You can sort of feel it now. The mornings are cooler, but hopefully we'll still have a few more hot days and people can get out and enjoy it. And there's also going to be one at Denali. This will be the last one on Sunday, 27th of February from 2 to 4 p.m.
All right. Okie dokie. Well, listen, a busy time. As always, we thank you for your time and look forward to chatting again next week, Lucy.
Great. Thanks. Look forward to it too.
All the best.